What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
It's a Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Journey into Comics.
Network.
Network. Network.
Network.
Network.
Network.
Production.
Production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
And we're in for another episode of
Brews with Dudes.
I'm your host, Nick Maxson, coming at you live from the Doom Room itself, sitting on the black couch with Zach. Nothing weird's gonna happen. Maybe.
Maybe.
How you doing, Zach?
Pretty good. Enjoying my first day off from work in a while. It's pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
Were you on great.
Are you on mornings or overnights most recently?
A lot of mornings.
Mornings.
Yeah. Which is fine, but it was like a week straight, which, I mean, kind of sucks. But it's money. I can't complain. So
the earliest I've had to go in lately is I went in at 7 one time.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Not at all.
God.
All right, so let's see what we got here. We got Tiffany DeVault joining us. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello to everybody listening to the podcast on Podbean, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're checking it out. Appreciate y'all. Always getting on in here. Joshua Spicer. Hey!
Oh, hey!
My dudes! Always good having Spicer join. This is the second time, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It's been a while.
Let's see, we got a couple things here. We've got a lager. That's probably the best to start with.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm down.
This is just dropped off by the Podfather himself. He was at a wedding in Columbus, Ohio this past weekend, and on the way home, he said, I got a couple beers that you need to have. I'm like, okay.
That's what we like to hear.
I don't think I've ever said no to beers. Maybe in a drunken state.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, yeah.
That's a typical thing. So what do we got here? This is from Market Garden Brewery. It's called Nano. It's an OG lager. 4.3%. Let's give it a pour.
Yeah. Ooh, it's nice color right off the bat. Nice golden color.
The can has a nice embossing.
Is it embossed?
It is.
Oh, wow. That's neat. That's different.
You don't see that all the time. Beautiful.
An OG lager. What the hell makes a lager OG?
Original gangster, man. It's man code. If you're offered a beer, you accept, says Joshua Spicer. Gabriel Floyd, the Podfather, king of naming shit. The Podfather is pretty good at naming things. I'll give him that. Hold the can up to the camera, says Gabe Floyd. I guess we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
I like the artwork.
Yes.
The hop cones hanging about.
What brewery is this from?
Market something?
Oh, Market Garden. Okay.
Yep. All right. Cheers to you and everyone at home.
Huh. It's not bad.
Interesting. Tastes a little hoppy.
A little bit, actually.
Let's see what we got here.
Smells a little hoppy, too.
Saying about themselves, this light pale lager is a throwback to how beer was brewed in America over 100 years ago. Crisp, brilliant, and refreshing with a delicate malt body and a snappy hop finish. Nano keeps you dominating all day. I like how it's got the barcode inside the outline of Ohio.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was made. That's kind of neat. like that. It's got the seal, I believe I saw it, the independent craft seal.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that they're like locally owned. They're not like a huge, huge franchise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this out of my 450 North 6-year anniversary tumbler. It's a nice little guy.
It is. It's pretty. And I'm drinking it out of this this Three Floyd Zombie Dust glass.
Austin and I got those at the Pint over on West Lafayette. They were having a Three Floyds tap takeover.
Oh.
They forced me to drink a permanent funeral out of it.
Oh.
It was delicious.
It's good every time, but it's so good. It's hefty.
It was very hefty. 10%.
So tasty, though.
Hit your mouth, and it feels good. This was a good start.
Yeah, nice way to work ourselves into the podcast.
Just an easy 4-3
mm-hmm.
ABV. Alexander Graw, welcome to the fracas. Ashley, good to see you as well.
Hello, hello.
What should we dive into next? We got many options.
We do have a lot of options tonight.
We got the 6th anniversary nuggets from 450 North, a double dry hopped double IPA, Galaxy Citra, El Dorado, Mosaic, Moteca, and Mandarina Bavaria hops.
That's a mouthful.
It's a beautiful can. We got a lot of other things too. That's a double. What's this one here? This is a quadruple IPA.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Okay, maybe we don't need that one just yet. Let's do this hazy.
Yeah.
So we've got the Samuel Adams New England IPA. Hazy and juicy. 35 IBUs. 6.8 ABV. This was a gift. That's why we called this one Gifts Abound. We got beers from a couple different people tonight. The first one was from the Podfather. The second one is from Mr. Sean Voorhees. He can help you guys out at the Tower Liquors here in Lafayette. That's where he snagged these bad boys. He also brought over a Session Pineapple Ale, I believe.
Ooh.
Sean did, so we're going to dive into that after we... probably after we smash this New England IPA.
Ooh, like a boss, not even rinsing it out.
Ooh. It was a lager.
Ooh, look at that head.
It is certainly living up to its name of being hazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Super hazy.
Ah, Chris Pollan is complimenting my Sonic Pulse shirt. Excellent notice there.
Definitely stand out.
It's very yellow. It says, party like your dad before he had you.
Hey.
Some of us can carry on the lifestyle. Yeah, Sonic Pulse came and played this past week at the North End Pub.
I heard it was fantastic.
They did a lot of... A lot of noodling.
I always appreciate that.
They were great. They got a new album coming out called Sonic Pulse vs. the Internet.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's excellent. I would recommend the song Jerkophagus.
Come again?
Jerkophagus. It's about falling Love into it. An endless pit where you're just forced to masturbate for an eternity. Or something like that. I think that's what
Love
it
is. I'm pretty Love sure it. That's it. I'm sold already.
So, all right. Let's see what Samuel Adams has to offer in let's this New England-style IPA game.
Huh.
It's okay. That's all right.
Would we say it's 6.8% ABV?
Yeah. It's definitely hazy. Oh.
Yeah, it's not very bitter.
It's all right.
It's hop forward. I'm definitely getting, tasting the floral aspect of the hops instead of the bitter.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Huh? Gabe, I don't know how you can comment, huh, and have us have any idea what you're referring to. We're moving at 100 miles an hour over here, Mr. Floyd.
The speed of light.
Can't remember every silly thing I say. This is pretty alright. I remember when I first started drinking craft beers, I was really into Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat.
It was a good one. I like it. Oh, it's the Podfather.
That's just Dick.
Bryce is Dick.
That's just Dick. He's Oops. Absolutely not the Podfather. But welcome Oops. Anyway, Dick. Oh, Gabe says, that's all he said, referring to Zach, I think, when he tasted it. Huh. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was, Gabe's asking if it was sweet. I would say it did have, not in like a fruity kind of way, but yeah, it's definitely got a cleaner taste than a bitter taste.
Yeah, I would agree with that, I guess. I don't know. Sweet's probably the best way to describe it.
It's okay. It's all right.
Just all right.
It is. Podcastrophy sending some love there with a little heart. Back at you. So what else is going on, Zach? You got anything you want to talk about?
Nah, I've just been working, man. I've just been slaving. Slaving, sleeping a little bit.
I do not have to work today. I do work tomorrow, and mm-hmm. we are finally brewing the Brews with Dudes coffee stout.
Hell yes.
That should be ready to drink by the end of October. I am super, super stoked.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to convince him to let me get a little barrel and put some of it in there to age it a little bit.
Right. I remember you mentioning that. Sounds like a good idea to me. You're going to do something like, what, a bourbon barrel aged or what have you?
If I could get my hands on some bourbon barrels, that would be sweet. Otherwise, just a wood barrel would be nice. Even just a 6 barrel or something. Coffee stout for the win. That's what I'm saying, Mr. Gabe. I believe that we got the coffee grounds from Fuel, downtown Lafayette. So it'll have all sorts of local flavors and talents and names going into it. We'll have it. I want to organize like a special day for it down at Tay's so we can invite people to try it. Otherwise, it will be available at the Doom Room's Halloween Bash on Friday, October 26th at the North End Pub.
Just about a month away.
I'm very, very excited for that. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to deck the whole place out, make it super, super haunted.
What are some of the names coming?
Let's see. So we've got Thorax.
Mm.
So they're going to bring down the walls, Viking style. And then we're going to have Kossuth, Tech Death from right here in Lafayette. A couple of the dudes are in there, Brad and Colin.
Oh, I remember.
Then we have Born Under Burden.
Yes.
I think most of the Hellions are from Frankfurt. I think the new drummer is from Lafayette, maybe.
Okay.
I don't quite remember. I don't know where old William lives. Who else do we got? Triguna. They're up from Chicago. And then Crusadist. They sound exactly like you think they sound.
Yeah.
Crusadist.
Yeah.
Like,
dope.
Yeah. I believe Triguna is more thrash prog kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's going to be shit that I'm really, really, really going to dig.
Yeah.
Thogot's coming back. They Thogot. Do like noise and they dress up. The last time I saw them, if I remember correctly, they played Halloween, so they dressed up for that. But then at one of the Nate Fests, they wore like robes and stuff while they played. So they've got the very spooky Halloween-y vibe. And they make all sorts of weird noises with synths and little.
I can dig it.
Little middies. They're fun. Carl's the man. Carl's awesome. Who else? I'm forgetting someone. Embracing the Enemy. They're a progressive metal band from up on campus.
Okay. Tight.
They're pretty good. They just put out a new CD, so this will be, I believe, their second show.
Neat.
Yeah, the second show with the new CD out. And they don't play very often. This is the first time they've played with me. A lot of these bands is the first time. Triguna, Crusadist.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Mr. Evan Brown has joined the party. What's Gucci, my brothers?
What up?
We're getting it, man. We're having fun. We're, we haven't quite got to all those, the last 450 release, but a lot of those are on the docket. Right now, we're in the middle of enjoying the New England IPA from Samuel Adams. We have deemed it, okay.
Just okay.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know, a 6.
I'd probably give it a solid 4 or 5 out of 10.
Solid bottom end of the spectrum.
I'm trying to be nice here. I don't know. Sam Adams have always been a hit or a miss for me, and this one just doesn't quite hit home.
Hope Charters, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you. Gabe says, they're in for a treat then. Pop that Doom Room virginity. Yes, I think they're going to have a very good time. I like bringing bands to town for big shows. Like, we book people all the time. So, yeah, you might have a show on a Tuesday that has 10 people there. That just happens. But if you get lucky to get on that Halloween show, you're going to play for tons of really enthusiastic people.
Yeah.
Casey Scott says, yo.
Hey.
I say yo to Casey Scott. TJ Fernandez, welcome. Good to see you. Man, I'm ready to just slam through the rest of this and move on to the next one.
Yeah, right there with you.
So what's the funniest meme that you've seen today?
Damn it. What was the one I just saw you showed you right before we started this podcast? It was the Halls one. It was just unexpected. Right, it was a hall empty or upturned bag of Halls with pictures of hallways coming out of it. It was just, it hit me right in the Google Deck.
You don't say.
yeah, it got me.
Did you explain the meme?
Yeah.
Oh, was I just not paying? I was reading the screen. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to everybody. Let's see. Evan says that he thinks the Sam Adams Distro New England Style IPA is good. Pretty solid, he says. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's pretty solid, but it's not jumping out at me.
T-Bone
blowing a kiss.
I guess for me, it's just not something I go out of my way to drink. You know what I mean? I wouldn't just go to the bar and be like, hey, give me that Sam Adams New England IPA.
There's got
to
be something better on the dock.
Yeah.
If you got this, you probably got something else.
Right.
Maybe. Because sometimes those weird places, like a pizza place, will, you know, they'll have some of the regular shit, and then they'll have, like, that one or two weird extra. Like,
yeah, the ones that you don't expect. You're like, oh, you have this? Yeah.
But not all, yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, I went to a place in Ohio, and it was a little pizza place, and they had Coors, Bud Light, blah, 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 blah. And then they had a couple things from a place called Great Lakes. And Great Lakes usually has decent stuff. But it's a weird one. It's like, that's the only place in the area that they're like, okay, we'll grab that kind of good beer. But no other good beer, just this one kind.
Yeah.
And the one that I happened to drink was a double IPA, but they'd had it for almost a year. I'm like, God.
Damn,
no,
dog.
No.
Evan wants to know if we'll be at the release on the 5th. I don't know.
It's a hard sell going there 2 days in a row. It's such a long drive.
We're definitely going to be there on the 6th.
Yep. Party bus.
Yeah,
speaking of which, it's time for an advertisement from Brews with Dudes. So we're going to 450 North Brewing Company, which is in Columbus, Indiana. It's about a 2-hour drive, $1.45, something like that. But we're taking
terrible.
A bus. So we're taking, I think it's like a 29 passenger. We're taking people.
It's a party bus. It's legit.
And we're going down to the Corn Maze Beer Festival. So you just go sneaking through this corn maze, and then you get to a place that it's usually got about 4 to 5 beer vendors, and it was excellent last year. I believe last year is the second year, so I believe this is the third year. I might be wrong. I think that's it, though. So get your ticket for the Corn Maze Beer Festival while you can. It's about $40, and then it's $25 to go on the bus. But we're going to have food on the bus, like sandwiches. We're going to have waters, and we're going to bring some Maxon's and Me brewed beer.
Nice.
Gabriel Floyd asks, will you be doing a stream from Beer Fest or considering streaming in real life on Twitch? You could pick up more views that way. I have thought about...
it's not a bad idea, honestly.
I've thought about Twitch a little bit. Podcaster Fee, Mr. Dongo, says he can man the live stream if need be. Perhaps. These are options we're thinking. via podcastrophy page. Dude, come on, man. Why would we do that? So Evan's asking too. Yes, we're pretty much going to do at some form of a podcast.
Yeah.
Either on the bus on the way there. I thought about maybe just doing a quick little blurb at, you know, some like gorilla podcast, like real quick ones with the different people at the different stands. So
I like a gorilla podcast. Just get him.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. I'd like you to talk about this beer really quick. Okay, we're drinking this one. What do you think about
it? Do it!
Something like that. Okay, podcast or he's trying to... He's reminding me that or Brews with Dudes.
Okay.
We're trying to... It's okay, guys. It's okay.
It's really juicy, and I appreciate that about it.
I gotta get on it at the corn maze. Yeah, you're gonna, Evan. We're gonna be hanging, man, whether you like it or not. I wonder if by then we'll have our Bridge with Dude t-shirts. They should be coming in soon.
That would be awesome.
Would be. We could come representing hard.
I've been waiting for mine.
So should we do that pineapple one I just spoke of?
Yeah, that'd be really good, actually. I like pineapple. That pineapple session, right?
It's a session ale plus pineapple from Dirty Heads. It says vacation, and it's got this really sick looking.
That is pretty dope.
Let's just show the folks.
It's what we talked about. Nice little octopus design.
I think Stacia is trying to make fun of my cup. It's a beautiful cup. My masculinity is not fragile. All right, might want to give this one a rinse.
You got it. I'll be right back.
The vacation brew. It's good. So Gabe's acting like he has had it. We also, this is another one that was gifted to me by Mr. Sean Voorhees. Have you talked to Mr. Sean Voorhees in a while, Mr. Gabe? Podcaster says, I'm out of here. Have a big dick day, my beery boys. We are sending the big dick energy your way. Hashtag Chris Pilot. Hashtag big dick energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the sound of this. And the smell.
Oh, that looks good. Oh! Eek! Oh! Jump on it! Ah! Oh! Damn it, why do we always do this?
All right.
What the fuck is that?
If anybody needs any big dick energy, just ask at hashtag send that big dick energy and I'll send it your way. Hashtag big dick energy movement. We won't, this is not going to become a thing.
Please no.
God. All right, this one's a little more,
it's very clear, translucent.
A little more clear than the hazy, so that's, you know, to be expected. Smells like a session ale, but hopefully there's a little more pineapple in the taste.
Only one way to find out.
Kate Snodgrass, nice to see you. Evan, we will see you soon.
Big dick energy movement.
Thank you, Gabe. Maybe we'll put that on a t-shirt. How's that sound? All right. Cheers to you, and cheers to everybody at home.
Cheers, buddies. I like that. Not too overpowering with the pineapple.
No.
Just the right amount.
It's got a little bit of clove. I wonder if that has to do with the yeast. Let's see what we got here. Anything? This is out of California, damn.
Wow.
By Four Sons Brewing.
Huntington Beach.
I really like this dirty head guy. Did we show everybody the...
He seems dirty. He's a nice guy. And heady.
I like him. All right. Well,
so what do you think about it?
There's not as much pineapple as I would like.
It is very, a session,
very
though.
Very subtle.
It is a session, though. So do you think it would necessarily have that pineapple taste that you were anticipating?
Or at least something.
Yeah.
I just don't taste a lot of it. It tastes more clove.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, maybe it's almost counteracted by the amount of that clove taste. Or yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know. It's alright. Are you wearing a Golgathon t-shirt?
I am wearing a Golgathon t-shirt.
That's pretty awesome. They dressed up. They're like brutal death metal, but they dressed up and shit. They,
oh, dude. It was cool. Did I tell you that my aunt was there that night?
Yeah, for
that
show? Again, I made a joke.
Dude, yeah.
I was like, wow, two times in 1 week.
Fucking trashed.
Hello, love you, Danny, love you, Steffi. Massey. Welcome to the fracas. Yeah, it was a fun show.
It was. They put on a hell of a show. For just being them, I was not disappointed at all.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot more of these evening widths, where it's just one band or two bands playing. Mm-hmm. I kind of like them, though.
You know? I enjoyed them. They were cool dudes.
Sure as fuck don't like setting shit up, that, you know, just for one band. But
yeah.
It's okay.
It's part of it.
It's okay. Just give a quick shout out to the folks that come out to all the shows, no matter when they are. Got a couple people.
And there's a few of them that are just like religion.
CZ and Strasma. Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
I feel like I'm doing quite a bit. But yes, thank you guys. Thank you. The real folks are there every single time, no matter what. We got a lot of shows coming up soon.
Yeah, you do. I just got all your Facebook notifications about all the pages that like you invited me to.
There's at least 10 in the next 2 or 3 months. That'd be fun, though.
Oh yeah, they're always fun.
We got a doom night, like a doom stoner night. We got an industrial night. We've never booked an industrial band, but man, these couple bands are pretty cool.
And there's a couple you said on that industrial night.
Yeah, there's a band called Scrog and a band called Von Horror, and they're both industrial. And then there's another band called Burdens Within on that one, and they're not industrial.
I feel like I've heard that name before. There's a lot of burdens, and
they're from around here somewhere.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly where. Yeah, they're pretty alright. I saw them play at the Hideaway 2 in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
At my buddy's bar. That was alright. And then we've got a band from Switzerland playing in a couple weeks.
No shit.
They're called the Aku Quintet. So it's like post rock. They call it minimalist jazz. They say they take you.
That's the one I saw that I remember the most. Looked really interesting.
I just announced that one today. That one's going to be a lot of fun. The Oktoberfest is coming up soon.
Yes,
we're
doing
a big Oktoberfest event. Something beer related. Here we go.
We
swung around.
Plug.
We swung around on that one. So we're going. I think we're going to try to have 6 to 8 Oktoberfests and have just a night of a whole bunch of them.
Oh man!
It says it's going to be Rocktober. We got the two sexiest rock bands in the whole fucking country coming. Boner Jovi in Three Cities.
Ow! Ow!
So, bring your trash cans because we're going to have to be gathering up all them panties that are going to be on stage. It's going to be wild. Host a Doom Con where everyone dresses up as their favorite musician and play Scrabble. Josh McKinney, you are a man of just a million good ideas. Doom Con. I like that one.
Scrabble or Risk?
Ooh, that'd be dangerous.
Where the men come to play.
Scrabble would be fun drunk, though.
Scrabble would be fun. Or like categories? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jimmy Ramos has joined the party. He's watching. Beers and brews, dudes. All the beers, all the brews, all the dudes.
All the brews.
So we've been keeping it pretty tame so far. Should we... we've got a couple sours, and then a couple, like, big IPAs. What do you think we should do next?
I think it's time for a big IPA.
Okay. Should we do the double IPA or the quadruple IPA?
Oh, fuck. Well,
Let's do, save the quadruple for last. Or second to last, or whatever.
Or something.
Nick Perez. You son of a gun. Welcome to the fun. Ah, that was nice. Son of a gun, welcome to the... Okay.
Oh, look at that, just... Yeah.
What have you been up to lately? Doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Josh McKinney's leaving us. He's going to go nerd out. What are you nerding out on? I am getting ready to introduce my six-year-old son to Kingdom Hearts. So.
Oh, you're going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Ooh.
Apparently the third one's coming out. I'm like, we'll play the first one and the second one. We'll see what we can do.
Has it been confirmed?
It has been confirmed. They've released the artwork.
Okay.
But they're saying it's going to be like the end of January. So I say, well, why didn't you try to release it for Christmas? And my uncle was like, because they already anticipate pushing it back anyway. I'm like,
oh, that's not a good sign.
No.
If that logic is sound, that is not a good thing.
No. But they released the artwork. They've released trailers. They released a release date.
I'm happy enough with the Final Fantasy VII remake, if it ever freaking happened.
I'm ready to end this fucking Kingdom Hearts bullshit. It's been going on for...
ever.
A decade and a half. I'm ready for it to be done.
Well, I think I'm going to go give these boys a rinse and we dive into this 6th anniversary nuggets. Boom. Shakalaka.
So we created apparently some controversy when we went and got these beers. Because you know how when you were younger, you would, when you went to the restaurant, to the McDonald's or the Burger King, you would do what was called a suicide, where you'd put a little bit of each soda in your cup. Well, there's this big epic beer share at this 6th anniversary 450 North thing. And people were done drinking, so one of the ladies was cleaning it up, and she didn't want to just throw a bunch of half beers into the trash, so she was dumping it into a bucket. So I came up with the bright idea to go drink from the bucket. And people were, what did somebody call me? He called me Spurgy. He said, I would expect nothing less from someone with a ponytail and a fanny pack to have such spurgy behavior.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was like, some would just call it having innocent fun. And the guy goes, LOL, it's you in the video. I'm like, yes, I am one of the people that would just call it innocent fun. I don't know what we're arguing about here. So, Spurgy.
Spurgy.
I want to start a band called Spurgy. It means, like, socially inept.
Jesus.
I was like, ouch.
Please stop telling truth.
Yeah, right. I'm only half offended, so. All right, let's see what these 6th anniversary nugs are all about.
Dude. He's going for the pour, and it looks delicious.
He's set.
Cocked, loaded, ready to go.
Ow!
Okay. I promise. Ew! Okay. That was the last time, I promise.
Don't slip through the cracks. Spurgy. Yeah. Spergy. Spurgy. Such spurgy behavior.
Spurgy?
Spurgy.
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 Got it.
What the fuck ever... Again, I want a band called Spurgy. That's a good one. Alan Gillespie, welcome.
Hello. Thanks again, everybody, for joining.
Yes. It'd be a little boring if we were just sitting here talking to ourselves. But I guess that's what we were doing.
Maybe, I was going to say.
For 8 months, anyway. So let's see here. Double Dry Hop Double IPA with Galaxy, Citra, Eldorado, Mosaic, Moteca, and Mandarina Bavaria hops.
Boom.
This one is going to tickle. I can feel it. Can't see through that shit at all.
Cloudy all AF.
Let's do it. Enjoy.
Cheers. Oh, ooh. My goodness. This is my first time actually having this.
That is juicy.
Oh, it's so juicy. Oh, and it smells so good.
By God.
Oh. I think we found a winner.
I feel like every single one of those hops was thrown in at the very end. It's not very bitter at all.
It's really not. For okay being a double IPA, it's not bad at all.
I'm okay with it.
Galaxy, Citra, El Dorado, Mosaic, Motico, and Mandarina, Bavaria hops.
Mm. It's just so juicy.
It really is. It's, dare I say, one of the juiciest they've had.
I don't know. We're about to have a quadruple.
That's true.
Almost probably just going to beat us in the face. Ouch.
No remorse. And I'm okay with that.
What else do we got coming up soon? Oh, we, Tex and I, one of my buddies that I brew with, we entered a homebrewing contest.
Did you?
Not last weekend. I think the weekend before. I don't think we talked about it, though. We did pretty good. We took our ghost pepper, and yep, people were all about it. It's aged pretty well. It's about a year and a half old now.
Yeah.
So it's had time to settle.
It's been a minute.
We took the vanilla bean stout. Everybody loved that. We took our New England, which we didn't put... It was still kind of hazy. I don't know. Tex said we should probably call it a pale ale.
You weren't satisfied with it?
It's good, but we probably shouldn't call it a New England style. We were thinking of New England styles while we were doing it, but in practice it didn't end up actually really being true to that exact character profile. But, yeah, we tried a lot of good beers that day. I met a lot of cool people. I met the brewers from Pax Verum. I don't know where they're from. They're northeast of Indy. They had some cool beers. They were really nice guys.
Speaking of stuff coming up, didn't we just sign up for the Oktoberfest at Brewlink? Did you already talk about that?
Brokerage.
Brokerage. That's what it was right when I say Brewlink. No. Brokerage.
Do you title your number one of the night, asked Jimmy. Yep. At the very end, we always... we always say which one was our favorite and perhaps our second favorite. We don't like to say our least favorite, but sometimes we're drunk and we do.
It happens.
I don't think we've ever had a beer, like, I guess me personally, that we just tried and we're just like, no. Like, that was awful. That was so bad. Although, I might have
one. There was one where all of us unanimously was like, yeah, this is garbage. Dump it.
I don't remember which one it was. If I looked back, I could be reminded.
I feel like it was in the early stages of the podcasting.
Yeah. We're starting to not run out of beers, but like we can't. It's hard to just go to the store and find a beer.
Yeah, you actively have to. So many. There's a bunch of subscriptions now, I hear, where you can, you know, kind of like, damn it, what was the one that you did for a while until they
Craft
went out
X
of business? There's a lot of them like that now.
Twice, I think, and then they went out of business.
God,
those were fun times.
From what I understand, though, there's some good ones out there where you get literally everything from all corners of the 50 states.
I like that idea. Jimmy says we should title it like, and now it's time for tonight's Dude's Choice Brew. I like that idea.
Yeah.
There's a couple subscription services that I've thought about, and there's several now websites that you can go to and just pick beers. But like the one that I discovered, it was like you have to order $35 worth of beer, which I'm like, that's fine. But first of all the beers are at least $6 a piece. Some of them are $8, $10 a piece. Ooh. For 16 ounces. And it's like, okay, well, whatever. Then, so I finally decide I'm going to do it. Fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I fill up my cart, and then it's a $25 flat shipping fee.
Ooh,
and I'm like,
really?
Okay.
On top of everything else.
On top of already paying for expensive
beer.
That's
too expensive.
You didn't have to pay so much.
They're just, no. They're trying to make money off of it, and that's the simple fact of the matter, which can't blame them, but $25 for shipping? Come on, dog.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So, I have not found another one. Craft X was pretty good. Craft X came out to about $6 a beer, which I'm okay with.
Right.
But, yeah, that last one that I was looking at, it came out to almost $10 a beer. It's like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not worth not it. Gabe asks, are these podcasts on YouTube or only on Facebook?
So right now we only have video for Facebook, but we record the podcast and it goes on YouTube, Spotify, a place called Podbean. I know there's more places, but I can't remember what they are. I think there's at least four or five different places that we stream from.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of streaming platforms out there now that, like, I'm familiar with Podbean, but any other ones that's maybe not necessarily as known, mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with per se, but there's umpteen million of them.
Maybe we should sit down and talk sometime, Gabe, and because I like the Twitch idea, but I'm very unfamiliar with Twitch.
As do I. I actually don't know what Twitch is.
I want to figure out how to be able to do where we can capture the screen. So we could have, like, us on one side of the screen and then have, like, my computer screen on the other side. So we could play games or something. That's a very Twitch thing.
Wait, so Twitch is where you, like...
It's like gaming.
Like what you just said. You have the game that you're playing on one screen, you on the other hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do that, Gabe. We're going to work on that. We're trying to figure out how to do this better. So we want this to be fun and interactive. I've got a program that I'm working with that would allow me to set up like a dual or quad screen where if I bring up a show or something, we can throw that image on the screen while we're talking right now. So I can reference something, you know, the poster and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Twitch might be a way to do that. I don't know. But you brought up the brokerage thing.
Yes.
So we're doing a live podcast this coming weekend. What is it? Saturday the 29th?
I believe that's... If I remember correctly, yeah. Let's get the R&D department on it.
Brokerage Brewing Company in West Lafayette are doing a four-day tent event for Oktoberfest, and we are going to be setting up a booth on Saturday to hand out some cards, talk about what we do, and we're going to be having an interview with the head brewer at Brokerage, Mr. Corey. So Corey's a big metalhead, so I'm super stoked. I feel like we're going to talk about beer a little bit and then get to talking about metal because... he's one of those guys that if you go there, you know, early in the day, he's either just done brewing or something, so he's still hanging around. And I can think of several times that we would just sit and talk about all the metal bands that we both love. So there's a lot of different things going on. I know they're doing a yoga event. There's going to be...
Yeah, like beer yoga, wasn't that what it's called?
There's going to be food trucks. Lafayette Beer League is going to be there. Let me see what else we got. I got a list here.
And so the Oktoberfest is from the 27th to the 30th.
Yeah, it's a four-day thing.
Yep.
They've got the Riverboat Ramblers coming to play music. They're going to have people doing talks about just beer stuff in general. Looks like Greg Jones is playing on Thursday. There's an improv comedy one night. So it's going to be a big fun thing. So...
Yeah, and it's a nice area, too. We just went there, a couple weeks ago, probably. Well, I went there for the first time, but you and I went to Brokerage a couple weeks ago. Really nice spot, real like small, like mom and pop looking place.
The Tippecanoe Homebrewer Circle is going to be there. I keep telling myself I need to get in with those guys because they're a bunch of really, really cool dudes. And they have a lot of fun events, so.
So back to this beer, though. What do you think about it?
Oh, my goodness. It's a big beer.
It really is. It's kind of kicking my ass a little bit. I'm not even going to lie about it.
It's at least 8 or 9%. It's just so... It's very, very hoppy.
It's so tasty, though. I can't stop drinking it.
It's pretty good.
It's hefty.
It might not even be my favorite beer of the night. It's good, though.
So far, it's... It's too early to say. It's too early to say, but
yeah,
it may be. Maybe a contender.
You're about it?
I'm about it. I'm about that life.
Well, we've got two different Berliner Weiss style sour beers tonight. One is a peach ring, and one is a raspberry jam. So what do you think we should do?
I've heard both are excellent.
I'm in a peach ring mood.
I think I've had the peach ring before.
Oh, you think you have?
I think I have. But I'm willing to... I might need a reminder.
How about we do the raspberry jam?
Sounds good.
This is a nice setup, isn't it, guys? Having our cooler right here so we don't have to go
so convenient.
Running away to grab the beers.
So convenient to have it right here, go rinse out the beers, yep. Just boom, bam.
You guys are all like, Nick, you never get up to rinse the cups.
You always make everyone else do it, you son of a bitch.
I used to do it all the time.
That's true.
And I bitched about it enough. Some people have been with us since the beginning, and they know. It's always me. Back when we used to do it in the living room.
Yes.
We haven't podcasted in the living room in a while.
No, we haven't.
And honestly, maybe next time we do a big setup.
Yeah.
We've got like 4 or 5 people.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, I definitely like it in here.
Oh, that reminds me. We are setting up a special podcast with Mr. Dave Linder where we will be doing not D&D, but it's a game. It's a role-playing kind of game that you come up with on the spot.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do an episode while doing that, and that will be one of our first ones with multiple camera angles.
Oh, that'll be interesting. You got to let me know when you're doing that.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be a big thing. It'll be a 4 to 6 person deal. So.
Oh, nice.
I guess it'd be an easy time for everyone that's sticking around with us. If you're interested in ever being on the podcast, just hit us up because we're always looking for new fun people to just shoot the shit with. So
yeah, exactly. It's always nice to see fresh faces.
Sometimes.
Oh, the time.
Yeah. So.
60% of the time.
There we go.
60%. Every time.
Oh my goodness. That's such a big beer.
It is. It's so darn tasty, though.
So many hops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least. Damn.
I mean, they do call the 6th anniversary nugs.
There it was that.
Got him!
I hadn't actually considered it, so. You were right. That sounds about right. Holy crap, this is episode 49.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow.
Where's the time gone?
I don't know. We gotta do something special for the 50th. We're gonna get fucking drunk.
Just belligerent. You'll hear us coming from like a block away, be like, oh, yep. Go away. It's those guys.
Yep. These guys are a fucking mess.
These fucking Bruce Reduce guys are at it again, goddammit. When are they gonna learn?
Alright. So I think we'll finish this bad boy up, then we'll do the jam. We'll call it. Maybe we'll do a post game with the other two.
Let's do it.
Alright. Cheers, let's finish this one up.
Now.
Lit.
I saw.
All right, Zach's going to give us a quick rinse, and then we're going to jump into the final beer of the night. Thank you to everybody who's been watching us live on Facebook. Thank you to everybody who's been listening to the audio on whatever you're listening to. I'm a Podbean, Spotify kind of guy. I know we're on YouTube as well. Thank you to the Journey into Comics Network for hosting us, Mr. Nate Phillips, the man. He's given us a home for almost a year now. And we have a couple fun ideas for the one-year anniversary on top of us doing a beer for the one-year anniversary. I'm so excited for that. Yeah, we're doing tomorrow. The beer that my recipe that we're brewing at Tay's is a one-year anniversary for Brews with Dudes.
Oh, I didn't think. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Yep. So, thank you to them. Thank you to you. Thank you to you, Zach. Thank you to everybody.
No. Thank you.
For checking us out.
Thank you for making this happen.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We're really good at finding excuses to do the things that we love to do. So,
like we need an excuse to drink.
Well, this makes it, this, you know, people are like, oh my goodness, you have a podcast. You drink beer on a podcast.
You're sophisticated.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I record myself.
Yeah, I do that. I do that.
That makes me more serious, I guess.
You ever watch China, Illinois?
Oh, no.
Fucking baby cakes. I do that. If you haven't, please. It's an Adult Swim show. Watch China, Illinois. It's on Hulu. You will not regret it. Ooh.
This one looks amazing.
Smells amazing. Ooh.
This one is a raspberry jam slushy, a smoothie-style Berliner Weiss from 450 North Brewing Company.
Hot damn. Mm. Can't even see through it. It looks so juicy. It looks like a juice.
God's blood himself. Let's drink it.
Let's do it. Oh.
That's good.
Oh, my Lanta. Oh. That's dangerous.
That's good stuff.
Ooh. Ow! Damn it, we said that was it.
When you're in it, man, it's hard to get away from it.
It's like an unstoppable force and an immovable object. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, it's so tasty.
That was really good. All right, well, I think it's time.
For the brew of the night.
For Dude's Choice. Choice.
Dun.
I'm not an audio engineer. I don't know how these things work. All right, so we started the night with Market Garden Brewing's Nano OG Lager. That was pretty good. Pretty basic. Basic brew, I'll take it. Then I think we did the
a basic brew.
Basic brew. This is Dirty Heads Vacation. It's from, where was it? Four Suns Brewing out in California. This is a session ale with pineapple. I love that little
octopus guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Then we did Samuel Adams New England IPA, Hazy and Juicy. Then we had our asses whooped by the 6th anniversary Nuggets from 450 North.
Gave us the hook.
And now we are enjoying another from 450, the Raspberry Jam Slush. Mm. That, do you know what your favorite of the night was?
I think I do, and I think I'm going to stick to my guns on this one. The 6th anniversary Nugs.
Really?
Yes. It was just what you would expect when you're wanting a double IPA like that. It's very juicy. It's very in your face. A lot of flavor. A lot of ass kicking.
Lots of that, yes.
But, however, with that said, also from 450, that raspberry jam slushy, the taste on that Berliner Weiss, oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's tart.
It's very tart, but It's everything combined. It's the raspberry, it's the sour, it's the back taste, it's the dryness to it. You know what I mean?
It's just good.
It really is. It's real very, good. Very solid. 450's doing something right.
Hmm.
All right. Your turn, boss.
That's a very, very hard choice. I like the 6th anniversary Nugs, but it didn't particularly, like, knock my pants off. Like it's definitely like one of the better beers here, but it's not necessarily a beer like I appreciate it for what it is, but it's not necessarily one of my favorites. Fuck. That New England IPA wasn't that bad compared to everything from Samuel Adams, which is crazy to say, but
yeah, just that Sam Adams.
It was all right. It was pretty all right. Looking back, the 6th anniversary was just so hoppy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. But also, comparatively, okay, so you're looking at a double dry hopped, double IPA to a session, to a lager, to a New England IPA, to a Berliner Weiss.
We did have a little bit of everything.
Nothing comes into the league of a double dry hopped, double IPA.
So probably, wow, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I might like that New England IPA more than I like the 6th anniversary Nugs.
No way.
I might have.
I don't know, man. That New England IPA, I don't know. I couldn't get behind it. Not the worst beer I've had, but I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it.
Well,
teach their
my
own.
My opinion is my opinion. Teach and then their I guess own. The 6th anniversary Nugs, I mean, it's obviously very, very good, so it's definitely second.
you know, it's definitely 6th anniversary of New England style. And I really like the raspberry, too, but it's, you know.
That session ale with pineapple.
It's a thick.
I'm almost surprised the session ale with pineapple didn't get brought up.
If it was better.
If it had more pineapple.
It was too
mild.
Session ale. If they had doubled the pineapple in it, it might be okay. There's too much clove.
Yeah, there was something else. I couldn't quite tell what it is. Clove probably sounds the most accurate.
It wasn't enough to tide me over.
Wasn't what you were expecting.
Wasn't what I was expecting, so it didn't hold up. But all right, guys. Well, thank you guys for sticking around for us for episode 49 of Brews with Dudes. We're going to try to think of something really cool to do for the 50th, whether or not everyone agrees with us on what we think is cool, because
we've
got varying opinions on
that. Get some ideas going. Yeah. It's nice to see multiple opinions.
And then shortly after that, we'll have our one-year anniversary, which will be very special. Thanks again to everybody for watching us on Facebook Live. It's always fun to interact with you guys. Thank you to everybody listening at home on Saturdays when we debut. Thank you, Zach, for being on again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I want to collect stats and stuff, like who is on the most. See,
yeah, for sure.
You've definitely been on.
I've been on quite a few. I wouldn't say quite 10, but probably in the neighborhood of.
You have been on more than 10.
You think so? I don't.
For sure.
Okay.
We're 50 episodes deep, man. Anyway. Awesome. It's been fun. And we will see you guys next time on Brews with Dudes.
Yeah.